Welcome to CoinStack, our podcast and newsletter on Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, DeFi, blockchain, Web 3.0, and the future of money. Let's get started. CoinStack is sponsored by HeartRhythm, the crypto quant fund focused on global and social transformation. For 3 years now, their crypto trading strategies have generated exceptional returns without a single down month by using a combination of algorithmic trading, margin lending, DeFi yield farming, and hedged liquidity pools. HeartRhythm is now hiring to scale up their team, which is currently based in San Francisco, Boulder, and Chicago, but it's a remote-first team, so you can live anywhere. They're hiring smart contract developers, quant engineers, data scientists, and a COO and CFO with hedge fund experience. If you're interested in joining their exceptional team or learning more about their crypto quant fund and social impact focus, visit heartrhythm.com. That's rhythm like algorithm, R-I-T-H-M. Thank you to HeartRhythm for sponsoring this episode of CoinStack.
What's going on, CoinStackers? This is Mike, your favorite DeFi degen, coming at you on Thursday, November 25th. For those of you who are in the States, happy Thanksgiving. For those who are not in the States, we are going to go ahead and tell you have a great frickin' week, because here we are going to go over the top news, the top reports, the top stats, all the things that went on in the crazy crypto world in the last 7 days, so you know where to probably allocate those coins. So let's get it started with our top news, which is El Salvador plans to create a Bitcoin city and raise $1 billion via a Bitcoin bond. El Salvador plans to construct a Bitcoin city near a volcano that will be funded by a cryptocurrency. The country's president, Nayib Bukele, announced Saturday the city will have residential and commercial areas, services, entertainment, restaurants, and an airport will be built near Conchugua volcano in southeastern Salvador. El Salvador. Construction will begin in 2022, and the city will have no taxes except for value-added tax. In June, El Salvador passed a law making it the first country in the world to accept Bitcoin as legal tender. But not all of its population is on board with the move. In September, thousands of people took the streets to protest against the law, fearing the introduction of the cryptocurrency could lead to instability in the Central American nation. The country has also launched a Bitcoin wallet to allow citizens to use the cryptocurrency. Separately, El Salvador plans to raise about $1 billion via Bitcoin bond in partnership with Blockstream, a digital asset infrastructure company. Half of the funds will be used to buy Bitcoin, while the other $500 million will go towards energy and Bitcoin mining infrastructure, the government said. Mining is the energy-intensive process of creating new Bitcoin by solving cryptographic puzzles. El Salvador said it plans to use geothermal energy from the volcano to power this. Samson Mu, chief strategy officer at Blockstream, said that there's a 5-year lockup on the bond, which is designed to take 500 million of Bitcoin off the market for that period of time. Investors of the bond will get an annual special dividend, Blockstream said. Bitcoin has fallen about 16% from its record high of $68,990, which it reached earlier this month, but is still up more than 90% for the year. Next one up, we have billionaires own 4% of all cryptocurrency through discrete family offices. Family offices are the discrete investment firms of billionaires, and a new report sheds light on the recent obsession with crypto. The average family office now has 1% of its portfolio invested in cryptocurrency, according to research by Camden Wealth. Considering the average family office handles $1 billion in family-owned wealth, that means each family office owns approximately $11 million in cryptocurrency. In 2019, Camden Wealth estimated that there were 7,300 single-family offices in the world. Anecdotal evidence suggests there are more today. If every one of those family offices owned $11 million in cryptocurrency, they would own a combined total of $80.3 billion in crypto wealth. According to CoinMarketCap, $1.9 trillion has been invested in cryptocurrency as of August this year. This means family offices own approximately 4.2% of the entire cryptocurrency market. In North America alone, roughly one-third of family offices have invested in cryptocurrency. Few billionaires are without a family office in the U.S., where the concept of a private office to manage your wealth was first invented by the Rockefeller family in the last century. Increasingly sophisticated, these offices now have whole teams dedicated to manage billions of private wealth, though they rarely advertise their presence or report this result. Family offices want more crypto. We started allocating a small amount of crypto on the venture side, one CEO of a family office in Connecticut told the North America Family Office Report. but the fund has done so well given going up 7 times over the past year that it has become a reasonable part of the portfolio. This opinion is shared by many in the family office world of those surveyed by Camden Wealth. 28% said they are planning to increase their crypto investment next year, some by substantial margins. Number 3, Binance seeks investment from sovereign wealth funds. Binance is in preliminary discussion with several sovereign wealth funds about investing in its global entity. CEO Changpeng CZ said in a November 23rd interview with the Financial Times, declining to name any specific funds. Zhao hopes that Binance's perception relationships with regulators around the world would improve if sovereign wealth funds took a stake in their company, according to the report. But it may also tie us to specific countries, which we want to be slightly careful with, Zhao said. Binance has been under the regulatory microscope in jurisdictions ranging from Japan to Singapore. Binance's U.S. entity will be closing pre-initial public offering funding of a couple hundred million in the next 1 to 2 months, the CEO said last week. The exchange is also looking to set up global headquarters, a 360-degree turn from its decentralized operations model. Number 4, Binance integrates Ethereum Layer 2 protocol Arbitrum as scaling race heats up. Binance, in its latest effort to maintain its lead as a large crypto exchange by trading volume, became one of the first centralized exchanges to integrate a Layer 2 support for its Ethereum deposit by integrating the recently launched Arbitrum One Core network. This was released in a press statement issued by the exchange earlier that day. Binance integrating Arbitrum, the CZ-led exchange revealed that it completed the integration of Arbitrum One mainnet into its system and that its users can now deposit Ethereum using the new mechanism while also revealing the withdrawals would be made available in the nearest future via the same mechanism. With this integration, it means users of Arbitrum have an additional solution to how to move their funds into Layer 2. Unlike in previous times when they have to send their tokens from ETH-L1 through Arbitrum Bridge, or make transfers through other chains such as Stellar Bridge or Synopsys and others. Arbitrum is a Layer 2 optimistic rollup geared towards helping the blockchain of the second largest crypto asset by market cap be more scalable and at the same time help it to drastically reduce its record high transaction fees. Next up, Citi plans to hire 100 staffers for beefed up crypto division. Global banking powerhouse Citi is hiring 100 people to beef up its blockchain digital asset division, according to a person familiar with the bank's plan. Citi has also made Puneet Singhvi head of digital asset for the institutional client group at Citi as of December 1st. According to a company memo shared with CoinDesk, Singhvi was the most recently head of blockchain and digital assets for Citi's global market team. Singhvi will report to Emily Turner, head of business development for the institutional clients group at Citi. Shoaib Mani and Vasant Viswanath will be co-heads of blockchain and digital assets for global markets. Citadel CEO Kenneth Griffin outbid Constitution Now for a copy of the U.S. Constitution. As reported by the Wall Street Journal, Chicago hedge fund billionaire Kenneth Griffin said he won a $43.2 million first edition copy of the U.S. Constitution at a Sotheby's auction on Thursday, and now he intends to lend it to a free Arkansas art museum. The 53-year-old founder and chief executive of Citadel caused a stir Thursday when he outbid a large group of cryptocurrency investors who had crowdfunded more than $40 million earlier in the week in a frenzied attempt to win the document, the last surviving first edition, in private hands. Number 7, the IRS seized $4 billion worth of Bitcoin and other cryptos this year. Despite the fact that a large percentage of all funds seized by the Internal Revenue Service, or IRS, in this fiscal year came from cryptocurrency, the agency has projected that it could be able to confiscate more billions from the same source by the next fiscal year. This was revealed by the recently released report of the Criminal Investigation Unit of IRS. In the Criminal Investigation Annual Report, the CI unit detailed all activities that took place from October 1st, 2020 to September 30th, 2021. The report highlighted the statistics, partnerships, and significant criminal enforcement actions that happened between the time frames, such as the high-profile crypto case of the longest-running Bitcoin money laundering service on the darknet dubbed Bitcoin Fog. 93% of funds seized by the IRS in 2021 is from crypto. According to the report, the IRS seized around 3.5 billion cryptocurrency during the fiscal year. Interestingly, this figure also represents 93% of all seized funds by the unit within the same period. While these seizures appear huge, the federal tax agency has indicated that it could be making more crypto fund seizures by the next year. Per IRS, it expects more funds to be seized as crypto is being commonly used to perpetrate crimes and other similar illegal activities. The IRS criminal investigation chief, Jim Lee, commenting on the seized, revealed that he expects the trend to continue in 2022. He added that with crypto now being increasingly used in a number of crimes, the agency could be able to pry those illegal funds out of the hands of criminals. The acting executive director of the IRS Cyber Forensics Division, Derek Koopman, shared the same view. That large cryptocurrency seizures could be realized in the next fiscal year as the agency now shifts its investigation towards crypto crimes. Next up, we have Argentina introducing a crypto tax regime on the back of El Salvador's Bitcoin story. Countries around the world are now waking up to how the crypto space could play a pivotal role in their wider economic life, as a number of them are now introducing taxes for the space. The latest country to implement a tax regime for the space is Argentina, whose authorities released an official notice on November 16th that will see crypto exchanges with bank accounts in the country charge 0.6% tax on every transaction. Argentina's new crypto tax regime. According to details of a new tax rule, it would be subjugated to the country's check tax rule, meaning all crypto-related transactions which could either be buying or selling made via crypto exchange in the country would pay 0.6% tax. Previously, Argentina had equated crypto transactions to be the same thing as cash transactions, which made them free of any tax obligation. However, this exemption, crypto transactions were generally taxed under the capital gains tax the country had introduced in 2017. The exemption provided for in the decree and in other regulations of similar nature will not be applicable in those cases in which the movements of funds are likely to be the purchase, sale, exchange, intermediation, and or other operation on crypto assets, cryptocurrencies, digital coins, or similar instruments in the terms defined by applicable regulations, the report reads in part. Crypto tax applications around the world. With Argentina's new law, it joins a number of countries that are now taxing their citizens for transacting in crypto. The United States government recently signed an infrastructure bill, which includes a tax reporting division that applies to the digital asset space. We also report that South Korea is implementing a 20% tax on gains of over 2.5 million won made via crypto activities. The country, however, revealed that the NFTs are exempt from this taxation. Apart from these countries, places like El Salvador, Portugal, Switzerland, and a few others are choice destinations for crypto investors due to their crypto-friendly tax regimes. Crypto fever, the pressure grows on wealth managers. But the pressure of the crypto-oriented clients that are putting on their managers are multiplying as the digital currency market roars ahead, pulling in more and more former skeptics. Michael Bollinger, Chief Investment Officer, Emerging Markets at UBS Global Wealth Management, says most of the questions about crypto from clients reflects a fear of missing out. You have your buddies at the golf club. They claim rightly or wrongly that they have made a fortune. You don't want to be the last person standing in the queue, he says. Demand from clients has forced the largely conservative wealth management sector to grapple new issues. Wealth advisors have been called on to help investors understand crypto strategies, dig into derivatives variants, and weigh up bets on underlying blockchain infrastructure. They have also been asked to examine the tax implications and their own fiduciary duties. And last but not least, we have Nigeria's e-Naira stablecoin becomes the focus of the new IMF report. Nigeria's central bank digital currency project e-Naira is drawing attention and interest of leading financial institutions and in also gaining traction amongst other countries' central banks, looking to initiate similar projects according to a report released by the International Monetary Fund. E-Naira to boost remittance, the report authored by economist Jack Ray explained why Nigeria's e-Naira has lately been drawing interest from around the globe. According to the report, one of the reasons for the interest in the project is because the control of the Nigerian Apex Bank has over the digital currency, unlike crypto assets. It continued that unlike volatile digital coins like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and others whose values funnily have been depreciating in the past few days, the e-Naira's value is tied to that of physical Naira. Celo, the mobile-first blockchain that makes financial tools accessible to anyone with a mobile phone number, is a proud sponsor of CoinStack. Connect, transact, and store your crypto assets on the Celo blockchain using only an SMS interface. Celo is fully compatible with Ethereum, so you can run smart contracts built in Solidity. It uses proof-of-stake consensus, has high throughput, and 5-second transaction finality. Celo is now the fourth fastest-growing blockchain in all of DeFi. Learn more about Celo's family of stablecoins by visiting celo.org. Crypto fundraising deals of the week. First one up, we have crypto startup MoonPay raises $555 million at a $3.4 billion valuation. Cryptocurrency's fintech startup MoonPay has closed its first ever venture capital round, reaching $3.4 billion in post-money valuation. The firm announced officially on Monday that it closed a $555 million Series A funding round, led by prominent industry investors like American investment firm Tiger Global and tech-focused investment manager Cote. A Other participants include Blossom Capital, Thrive Capital, and Paradigm. They raised capital in the first funding secured by MoonPay since the company was founded in 2019 by two young entrepreneurs, Ivan Soto Wright and Victor Fairmont. The firm says that it has processed more than 2 billion transactions and reached a customer base of over 7 million users. The fintech firm is focused on providing payment infrastructure for crypto and enabling crypto to fiat transactions for 30 fiat currencies and more than 90 cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. According to the announcement, MoonPay's fiat to crypto on-ramp enables over 250 crypto applications, websites, and wallets, including Bitcoin.com, covering more than 160 countries. Apart from offering classic crypto services, MoonPay also provides a native fungible token solution that allows users to buy and sell NFTs. Last week, rapper Post Malone promoted MoonPay in a music video with The Weeknd by buying two Bored Ape Yacht Club NFTs for a combined 160 ETH via the exchange. With the new funding, the firm expects to continue hiring new talent and expand services worldwide. According to MoonPay co-founder and CEO Soto Wright, the firm is positioning itself as the world's first largest provider of crypto payments infrastructure. MoonPay did not immediately respond to Cointelegraph's request for any more comments. Next one up from Market Business Insider, Gemini raised $400 million in funding to help it build the metaverse as it goes head-to-head with arch rival Meta. Crypto exchange Gemini founder Winklevoss Twins has plans to go deep in the metaverse after completing a multi-million dollar funding round. The plan will bring Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss into competition with old arch rival Mark Zuckerberg's Meta, the parent of Facebook, which has plans for a virtual world of its own. New York-based Gemini said Wednesday it has raised $400 million in a new growth equity funding round led by Morgan Creek Digital, with participation from Commonwealth, Bank of Australia, and others. The injection of outside finance means the crypto platform is now worth $7.1 billion, it said. Speaking to Forbes, Winklevoss brothers talked about Gemini's plans to build into the metaverse and how they were taking a different path to Facebook. Zuckerberg's company revealed in October it was rebranding as Meta to mark its push into virtual worlds. Next up, we have Royal. A16Z, the chain smokers back at Blau's NFT platform Royal in 55 million Series A. Royal, the startup building a marketplace for digital assets tied to music artists, has secured 55 million funding through a Series A fundraise led by A16Z. Royal aims to provide artists with a way for music artists to share ownership in their music with fans by issuing digital collectibles and non-fungible tokens. In a sense, the firm's offering is illustrated in the recent drop by its founders, Blau, who released a collection of 333 unique art pieces that also represent 50% of ownership in the streaming right of his song, Worst Case. The company, more than 120,000 users, has signed up access to the platform since August. While an artist might give up ownership in a song in an NFT drop, they are also unlocking more value from their art, according to Blau. Music has never been purchasable as art, he said. No matter what percentage artists offer, it unlocks value. Because fans can say they are one of, let's say, 100 people who own something, but want to promote the artist in more ways and adding more to the value of the community. Next one up, Sin City, an NFT game, raises $8 million from Goat Capital. The new Mafia metaverse will also be free to play to everyone. It's not fair to ask people to pay $1,000 hard-earned money before they can play or earn from the game. This is the crypto era, and we want everyone to have an equal right to be able to play and earn, says Roy Liu. If Call of Duty can be FTP, why can't crypto games? We think the metaverse that Sin City is building is super exciting, says Robert Chan, general partner of Go Capital. When I was general manager of Asia at Zynga, we witnessed a global phenomenon of Mafia Wars, which influenced a whole generation. Sin City is here to lead the paradigm shift of the Mafia metaverse. And last but not least, a pretty big one, Blockchain Association raises $4 million to grow its presence on Capitol Hill. The Blockchain Association, one of the crypto industry's largest lobbying groups, raised $4 million in new funding. Crypto exchange Kraken and digital currency group CoinDesk's parent company both contributed $1 million. Filecoin Foundation contributed $2 million with the promise of an additional $2 million donation later if the Blockchain Association can raise an equivalent amount through outside funding, the group announced Thursday. The funding round comes as policymakers in Washington, D.C. are weighing a host of potential regulations for the crypto industry, including possible modifications to crypto-focused provisions in the recently passed bipartisan infrastructure bill. Kristen Smith, the executive director of the Blockchain Association, told CoinDesk the funds would serve to turbocharge the organization by giving it the financial flexibility needed to hire additional staff, host more events, and function as the same level of lobbying groups of other industries. Key stats of the week. The bull market remains intact with short-term holders to long-term holder cost basis ratio maintaining an upward trend in the current market. Number two, DeFi is still less than 1% of global financial industry with a $15 trillion industry potential as per Bitwise. Number three, the 28-day trend showing ETH gas fees are actually the cheapest between 6 a.m. and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a daily basis. Boba Network showing the largest L2 TVL change over the past week with over $800 million in TVL. Number five, normalizing Bitcoin's volatility, a 12% move in Bitcoin would be equivalent to a 1.7 move in the SPY. Number six, MetaMask leads top DeFi protocols in revenue of $200 million in the last 11 months. Ethereum now burnt over 1 million ETH, roughly $4.2 billion in USD, since EIP 1559 launched roughly 4 months ago today. Polkadot remains most commonly held asset by crypto funds, as seen by Mazari in their latest Q3 report. In regards to highlights from the top crypto reports, 31% of family offices currently invest in cryptocurrency. RBC Wealth Management provides trusted advice and wealth management solutions to individuals, families, and institutions. Their latest study shows cryptocurrency investment gaining traction with nearly 1 in 3 family offices on board. 31% of North American family offices and 28% globally currently invest in cryptocurrency, and another 30% and 28% respectively plan on increasing their allocation over the coming year, achieving an average 2020 rate return of 40% across family offices worldwide. It is no wonder that over 2 in 5 family offices in North America agree that cryptocurrency is a promising investment. NFTs can constitute 10% of the luxury goods addressable market by 2030. Morgan Stanley estimates roughly $50 billion revenue opportunity and a 25% uplift to the industry profit pool through metaverse gaming and NFTs. However, as we discussed in the luxury goods as NFTs and luxury goods in social gaming, the contribution to industry's profit pool should be even greater given the inherent profitability of digital goods. In our base case, we model $8.5 billion worth, 75% drop through, and $2.6 billion worth contributing to the industry profit pool by 2030 from an NFT and social gaming respectively. In our bull case, the contribution would be $18.5 billion and $6.3 billion, or 25% respectively. Given that we estimate the personal luxury industry profit pool to reach roughly $95 billion by 2030, this implies roughly 12% potential upside in our base case, but 26% upside in our bull case. The key variables here will not just be the underlying growth in the market, but also to what extent gaming social interaction is done on decentralized blockchain platforms rather than the closed platforms, e.g. Fortnite, and to what extent NFTs move from their current collectible usage to be used on people's avatars. Number three, last but not least, we have EIP 1559 saving users $844 million transaction fees. This study was done by the Google Galaxy Digital Group. The main benefit of EIP 1559 to users is accurate fee estimations. Instead of guessing the optimal fee for a transaction to be processed on Ethereum, users only specify their maximum willingness to pay. If a user overestimates what they think the base fee of the network is, the difference between their maximum willingness to pay and the base fee will be refunded back to their account. Users who do not specify a maximum willingness to pay to forfeit any difference from their fee payment and the base fee to miners should prove a priority fee. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your crypto for the last week. A lot of amazing news. Listen to this pod again. Listen to it closely because there was definitely some alpha dropped. I'll see you guys next week. Peace.
CoinStack is sponsored by HeartRhythm. HeartRhythm is an algorithmic crypto quant fund with assets under management in the top 10% of crypto funds. For 3 years now, their crypto strategies have generated exceptional returns without a single down month by using a combination of algorithmic trading, margin lending, DeFi yield farming, and market neutral hedged liquidity pools. Their strategies have never had a down month going back to 2018 through both bear and bull markets. On the team, they have a cognitive science PhD, world-class engineers and quants from Google, Airbnb, and Citadel, and an operations team from top venture funds. HeartRhythm is on track to put 50% of their performance fees into social impact projects as part of building a crypto quant fund that does good in the world and brings millions of dollars per year into social impact grants. They're building a brilliant regenerative engine for social transformation that turns code into money and money into good while generating exceptional returns. And now HeartRhythm is scaling up their team. They're hiring smart contract developers, quant engineers, data scientists, and a CFO and COO with hedge fund experience. If you're interested in joining their exceptional team or learning more about becoming part of their crypto quant fund, visit heartrhythm.com. That's Rhythm Like Algorithm, RITHM. 100% heart and 100% algorithms. That's Heart Rhythm. Thank you to Heart Rhythm for sponsoring CoinStack.